Last month, a lot of people on a Minnesota birding listserv commiserated about the low numbers of hummingbirds they were seeing this year. I also heard directly from a few of my own readers and listeners with the same problem. I know that some of the concerned birders pay close and consistent attention to their hummingbirds, so their reports are worrisome. But although a single outlier year in one area can be indicative of a wider problem, it can also be due to strictly local factors here or where our backyard birds wintered or passed through during migration. And sometimes local factors don't kill birds, but simply divert them elsewhere. So the frustrating answer to the question, does my lack of hummingbirds this year indicate a problem, is we just don't know. I don't have the discipline to keep an accurate count of my own backyard hummers, but their activity here this year seemed pretty normal. My first showed up on May 10th, about exactly when I'd expect, and though we had a cold late spring, I seem to have had normal hummingbird activity at my feeders this year. Hummingbirds are seldom found dead, but hummingbird banders do retrap some already banded individuals, giving us at least a little insight into their life expectancy. At least four ruby-throated hummingbirds originally trapped as adults were retrapped more than 8 years later, making them each a minimum of 9 years old when they were released alive and healthy. I try to take hope from how sturdy hummingbird bodies are and from my own unremarkable hummingbird year, but it is worrisome that several more careful observers in other spots in Minnesota were seeing lower numbers than usual this year. The overall trend, thanks to more and more people planting pollinator gardens, is up. But as we wait for this year's spring and fall banding numbers and various breeding bird atlas and survey results, we can help hummingbirds if we provide vegetation that supports hummingbirds and the insects they feed on, protect spiders because hummingbirds need their webs to construct their nests, use only 1/4 to 1/3 cup of white granulated sugar per cup of safe tap water, not softened, or bottled water, but not distilled, in our feeders. Minimize backyard hazards by making our windows bird safe, keeping cats indoors, etc., and participating in community science projects such as eBird to give researchers important data and support hummingbird research and conservation. Flowers provide the same carbohydrates as sugar water, and flowers and other vegetation provide protein in the form of insects essential for producing eggs and feeding chicks. Today, August 26th, I'm seeing a hummer visiting at least one of the feeders or my bee balm almost every time I look, and I often see chases. But that's because migration is peaking. Many of the birds here right now are passing through from further north. I still have some adult males, but they'll soon be gone. After females lose interest for the season, the males stick around just long enough to fatten up. Adult females must finish raising their final brood before they can prepare for the long flight, and then they cut out too. By early September, the only ones remaining tend to be first-year birds, mostly from further north. I keep my feeders out as long as any are still passing through. The hummers up here are just about all headed down to the Gulf of Mexico. When they reach the Gulf, the vast majority follow the land route around to Mexico and then go on from there. They're, of course, vulnerable to hurricanes and other bad storms, but most survive. It's impossible for me to see a hummingbird without smiling. I love imagining that some of my backyard hummingbirds are even older than the record holders. Keeping our world safe for them keeps it safer and brighter for all of us. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.